Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 90% of Startups Fail Without Traction: Transform Your Business in 30 Days. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that'll make your stomach drop. Most startup founders think they have traction when they're actually just busy. They're like hamsters on a wheel, running fast but going nowhere. Today, I'm going to show you what real traction looks like and why measuring the wrong thing is the silent killer of dreams. So what is traction in a startup? It's not the applause you get at networking events or the vanity metrics that make you feel good at dinner parties. Real traction is measurable progress towards sustainable growth. We're talking paying customers, recurring revenue, or validated user engagement that actually drives your business forward. Think of it like this. If your startup was a campfire, traction isn't the initial spark, it's the steady flame that keeps burning even when you're not constantly feeding it kindling. The foundation of genuine traction rests on three pillars: acquisition, retention, and monetization. You need at least one of these pillars showing consistent upward momentum, but here's the kicker. Without all three eventually working together, you're building your empire on quicksand. Most founders get excited about acquiring users, but forget to ask the crucial question: are they staying and are they paying? Here's where 90% of entrepreneurs go wrong. They confuse activity with achievement. They're tracking followers instead of buyers, page views instead of conversions. It's like measuring how many people walk past your store instead of how many actually purchase something. You need to focus on leading indicators that predict revenue, not lagging indicators that just stroke your ego. Let me share a story that illustrates this perfectly. Buffer, the social media scheduling tool, grew from $0 to $1 million in annual recurring revenue by obsessing over one metric: weekly active users who actually scheduled posts. They completely ignored their follower counts and vanity metrics. Instead, they laser-focused on the behavior that predicted paid upgrades. This singular focus helped them identify their real value proposition and scale systematically. Here's your homework for the next 30 days. Choose one metric that directly correlates with revenue growth. Maybe it's trial-to-paid conversion rates. Maybe it's monthly recurring revenue per customer. Measure it weekly and ignore everything else. If it's not moving up consistently, don't make excuses. Pivot your approach immediately. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.